Right, thank you for setting this. A slightly different approach, but very similar in principles. And I just want to go through what Lichfield are currently undertaking, and we're just coming to the end of this has been a two-year exercise. That's the Lichfield Diocese behind us, just under 2 million people. We have a lot of churches. We're very similar size to London. We have 29 deaneries, which I'm incredibly grateful for because I don't want to visit 427 parishes. We have three episcopal areas. We have to remind them that they are areas and not separate dioceses, which is another little issue that we have. We have a terrific mixture of rural and urban. And I always find it very strange that we've got 158 urban, 141 rural, and 128 who aren't quite sure. But it gives us a third split each of the way. So we've really is quite flexible diocese. Share is 72% of our income, so we're incredibly reliant on that. And we are incredibly grateful we get nearly £2 million worth of support from the church commissioners. But we've had some serious issues facing the diocese, and we've been building up for about 3 or 4 years. And it's actually built on two resources. I'm not going to hide the fact that I think the exercise that we undertook was partly financially driven, because we have to get our costs down by about £2 million over the next 5 years. But also, we have 96 stipendary clergy retiring in about over six of those years. National stats will tell you there's not enough new stipendary clergy coming through. So in many ways, I missed a trick. Instead of sort of saying we need to reduce our stipendary numbers by 40, I should have just increased the vacancy factor by about 50, and I'd have been all right and said it's not my problem. And I think we ought to ban moves out. I think that's the other size that we've got. Not all of them. So, in January 2011, we launched an initiative called Plain Speaking. And this was all about getting everybody to buy into it. This wasn't about top-down. This is very much about bottom-up. And March 2010, we launched a thing about putting parishes first. We've learnt that if the diocese tells you to do something, it's an immediate reaction for parishes to say, we're not doing that. We built ours on a thing called the Toronto model, which some of you may have heard and some of you may not have heard, which I'm going to tell you about in a little bit. And it's built looking at mission as well as finance. And every deanery has now undertaken this exercise. Thank you, Brian. I will check when I get back in the office. Along the sustainability agenda at the heart of it, which I've heard mentioned again earlier this morning, about a flourishing Christian presence in every community. So what does this Toronto model look like? That's what it looks like. Static is in the sort of a top left. Top right is sustainable. Now, if you're above the line, that means you're financially strong. Static means you're financially strong, but very little in mission growth. Sustainable, you're strong in finance and mission. Strategic means you're good in mission, but for various reasons, not good in finance. And it was called unsustainable because we couldn't think of another S until we came up with struggling. So on some of the ones in a minute, you will see the phrase struggling. How do you monitor finance and how do you monitor mission? Well, finance is a little bit easier to do because you can pick whatever indicators you want. These are the ones that we picked about do you pay your full cost of ministry? Does the share request the full cost of ministry? Then the next question is actually do you pay your share? The one that worried me more was the surplus or loss over the last 3 to 4 years. We've done something very similar to London, but not over the length of time. And we found that about 49% of our parishes, although 100% told us they were using reserves, 49% were actually making a loss or using reserves in 2007. And we were horrified that jumped to about 55% in 2010, and even more horrified when first glance at 2011 tells us that figure is heading towards 70%. So we do have another issue coming up. And then the size of reserves. So finance, you can pick your own indicators, but those are the ones that we picked. Mission, on the other hand, is a little bit more subjective. But in order to help us, we looked at opportunities and engagements. And out of it, we've been a diocese in 2000, had a strap line of going for growth. And people felt that was getting a little bit old and it needed revisiting. And when we looked at mission indicators, we actually came up with five themes. And they've now become more like our strap line for a diocese overall. And we've asked all parishes and all deaneries to try and monitor themselves on these particular five themes, like discovering the heart of God. That's all about your mission action plans, liturgy and worship, every member ministry, growing disciples, adult baptisms, confirmations, outreach, youth provision, reaching new generations, because we keep hearing we've lost a generation. That would be things like infant baptisms, weddings, fresh expressions, transforming communities. And I know our transforming community office is going to be here later on in one of the fringe sessions. How do we use our buildings? I was brought up in an era, actually, because of vandalism, a lot of church buildings were shut. They were open on a Sunday, but closed every other day of the week. Joint activities with other ecumenicals. And practicing generosity. And everyone said, well, you've just had finance, and here we go again, putting finance into mission again. Well, actually, this was a little bit different. Of course, we could add tithing. But this is about talents and time. Practicing generosity isn't just about giving money. It's about giving up time and volunteers and looking at other ways. Tax efficient, I slipped in as well, and then I run out of T's. So, what does it look like? Well, I had a quick look at the list, and this deanery wasn't there, so I made one up called Walsall Deanery, which does actually exist. And that's how it looked. Every deanery has done one of these plots. And I think, as Helen was sort of saying, from the centre, this isn't judgmental. This is trying to identify where parishes currently are. And I can tell you, the majority of the parishes actually thought their financial situation was slightly worse than it really was, but they were much better at mission. And when we all put the maps together, that wasn't quite what everybody thought. But to be fair, a lot of parishes did very well. But you can do this as where you think your deanery is. Work together on it. Where do you think you are as a deanery, and where do you want to go? Because the key is actually trying to move in the right direction. And it's probably hard to see on the screen, but there's all little arrows, because it's not about where you are today. It is in what direction are you going. We want you to go northeast. Too many of our parishes are going south and southeast. So together we've got to find a way of turning that round. And we did it on a archdeaconry basis. And we've got four archdeaconries, so that was Walsall, which is a bit depressing. That was Salop, which is very rural. So we had a bit of a mixed bag there. Stoke, which is very urban. I think that's probably overstating the financial situation, but that's my own view. And there was Lichfield. And the most interesting thing when we showed this to all the deaneries was, how come Lichfield have got less dots than everybody else? So we quickly moved on and said, this is what it looks like as a diocese. Of which we had 38% we felt was sustainable. 8% static, which the CEO was more interested in. The 31% who was strategic, which interested our mission people, and 21% who were struggling, which all the finance people had a look at. But that's what it looks like as a diocese. And that is really what we're trying to do. This isn't judgmental. This is about encouraging parishes to try and move direction into the top quadrant. And so it's trying to move northeast. The other advantage of this Toronto model is, if you try and do it honestly, if I think, as Helen was sort of slightly alluding to, if you think you've got a problem, step one is actually identifying that you've got a problem. And it's not just that everybody else is struggling, so we are in line with everybody else. But a key behind this in Lichfield is very much about mutual support. And we're very strong with that, I think, because we're such a diverse diocese. We do have wealth and we do have poverty. And it's unfair to try and compare like with like. There's a lot of people who sort of say that quite often in the poverty areas, mission is strong. Actually, from a financial point of view, as a percentage of giving, areas of poverty are often one of the best givers that we've got. So an archdeacon came up with a thing called koinonia, which is sort of Greek. I'm not going to go into it in all the details. But what it means is about sharing. And again, it's not just financial support within the deanery and across the diocese and supporting your neighbours, but it's also time and it's also talents. Let's not forget that we've got certain parishes with a lot of local ministry and readers. And we are pushing as hard as we can on the bishops to sort of say, this OLM bit, this local reader, is a bit nonsense, that they can only worship or license for one particular parish when the parish right next door desperately needs this sort of help and ministry, but they can't do it because legislation gets. Got to think of different ways of doing things. And then we've got to get it through all the system. I started off by saying parish share was an important element. And I think we'd have been foolish as a diocese not to try and link this plain speaking exercise to what we do on parish share. It was actually a little bit of grace of God, because we'd started looking at the parish share formula before plain speaking came along. Our old system rewarded decline. So if you had growth numbers, if your church was in decline and your average Sunday attendance was falling, your share fell. But if you were growing, we used to tax growth. And what confused a lot of parishes was actually if you had about a 3 or 4% decline, that was actually growth, because everybody else was falling more. So there was a fundamental flaw within the whole system. So what we did was base something on cost of ministry. And this linked really well in with plain speaking. The average cost for a diocesan vicar full-time, £49,390. Now, that's a net cost. It's not what they're paid. It's stipend, NI pension, housing, etc. And central support costs. The actual gross cost is closer to £60,000. And I actually had at one of the treasurer's meetings only a couple of weeks ago of being called it, that they thought a share of £18,000 for a full-time ministry was extortionate. I don't know what my response was, or it was definitely not repeatable. But let's apply mutual support sort of within there, because we're fortunate enough to do it. So we're not expecting the most affluent to pay 49. We're hoping they pay closer to 76, and we're hoping that those with least support pay a lot less, around about 37, 38. So there's the financial support that we're trying to do. The idea is over time, every parish pays its cost. But what it does do is allow deaneries to look at what they can afford on the deployment side as a deanery. Because again, if you start to try and look at individual parishes, you're going to get mixed messages and mixed bags. And every parish is different. And it is easier to try and look at this in deployment on a deanery level, although we've not quite managed to get our parishes to look at deanery shares. So it does allow people to discuss, and also neighbours' requirements. We've already had a couple of parishes talk about sharing a vicar now rather than having individuals. So in order to make it all work, these are some of the questions I put in the middle rather than at the end that came out of it. And they felt to be four key questions for deaneries to look at about mission opportunities, about where pastoral reorganisation would help, what resources we need to encourage, and what problems or issues we were facing. And in return, the diocese would have to look at training, resources, and policy decisions, and creative budgeting came up earlier to do. It's reimagining mission and ministry. And the budget element is particularly careful, because I said about training. We're talking about diocesan-wide and locally. If we're moving from bottom up, then there has to be somewhere between parishes and the bishops and archdeacons. Rural or area deans seem to be the obvious selection. But we've got to make sure in periods of change that we properly resource, train and equip people who are expecting to implement change, which I don't think is a thing that we've done very well at the moment, and we've got to look at it. Factor X, so I don't get caught by anybody with copyright. We didn't know what that was. I think very much that's become apparent recently. It's buildings. We in Lichfield Diocese, I think without any question doubt, have got too many. And it is actually crippling a lot of mission and ministry in parishes. And a lot of mission and ministry is taking place outside the traditional church building. I'm not saying the traditional church building's no longer got a place. But actually, when people look at financial sustainability, I haven't seen on budgeting side, we've got a lot of nationally, I think they say only about 10 or 15% parishes properly budget. And I thought, well, Lichfield Diocese is a lot better than that. No, it's not, as I've now discovered. But very few. I actually live in the Worcester Diocese. And one thing that came very well within a neighbouring deanery there was actually when you're looking at financial sustainability and your budgeting, put in something for your building, because that quinquennial is going to come along in 5-6 years' time. Do make sure you've got a provision already built in. Work together on that. Practicing generosity. That's my job now for writing a new 5-year strategy. I've talked about tax-efficient giving, talents, time and tithing, TRIO. Mission and ministry, I still believe in that. If we get the mission and ministry right, then I think finance will take care of itself, because finance is very much part and parcel of the mission and ministry side of it. We had a visit from Archbishop Rowan Williams. I think it was November 2010. Time seems to fly. And those are very key in everything that we try and do and spread down to all our deaneries. And one of our roles is to focus our resources where there is both the greatest need and the greatest opportunity. But I do remember one thing that was asked. The diocese, and I think most dioceses now, started to operate a bottom-up approach. And when Rowan Williams was asked what did he think the church would look like in the future, his answer was different. And I don't think anybody's going to disagree with that. So we're in a period of managing change. So if, as just mentioned, if we are going to go bottom-up, then the role of the rural deans. But we need to train people in leadership, managing change. I'm an FCMA, and a change was one of the strategic papers. Part of my qualification was nearly spending a year learning about change. And the one phrase that was then, and it's still in my mind, was about winning hearts and minds. If you're going to operate change and the resistance to change, I hear a lot of resistance to change because I don't believe people are well enough trained in how to manage change. And it is, it's all about winning over hearts and minds. So I think for one thing we have to invest in locally from a diocese, we have to look at our investment in local ministry. Got to do something significant about that. But also we've got to look in making sure that we provide the correct training for all of those in leadership positions and making sure they're equipped with the right tools. And I think the only thing that I've possibly changed in that description that I was taught all those years ago, and I think the key to change is finding ways as deaneries and a diocese and as a church of winning over hearts and minds for Christ. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jonathan and Helen. It's very thought-provoking and I hope very useful ideas. We now, Joe, we're going to ask people to spend the next 10 minutes or so just writing down very briefly any questions, specific things that you'd like to raise with either Jonathan, Helen or both, and we'll come and collect those bits of paper in about 10 minutes.